First, let's establish this is a big undertaking that would touch the lives of virtually everyone in Massachusetts. The Special Commission on the Healthcare Payment System is proposing to reorganize the way more than $55 billion is spent on healthcare in this state every year. With that much money at stake, those involved and those watching were surprised that a diverse group of commission members agreed early and easily to throw out the way things work now, where doctors and hospitals are paid based on how much care they give sick patients. Then almost as easily and quickly, they decided to replace it with this thing called global payments.
The fact that that group so quickly came to that conclusion makes me very confident that this is the right model.
Leslie Kerwin is one of the Payment Commission co-chairs. As Secretary of Administration and Finance, she would be one of the key figures trying to translate the commission's plans into action.
There's no doubt that the fact that we've all pointed to global payments as the way of the future is easy compared to charting a thoughtful, workable transition.
The commission is working on a strategy to gradually transition each part of the state's healthcare system to this new way of paying for care over 5 years. The transition will probably include requiring that you choose a primary care provider. That doctor or nurse practitioner would have to join a network that includes labs, a pharmacy, maybe a community health center, and a hospital. The network or organization would get one annual payment based on your age or other factors, no matter how many services you use. If you stay healthy, or your doctor helps you stay healthy, the organization does well. If you don't, the providers could lose money. The commission says there would be incentives so that doctors would not limit care or reject the sickest patients.
This is one of the most important conversations that is happening in the Commonwealth. It's going to have long-term implications.
But Reverend Herman Hamilton, with the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, is not happy with how that conversation is going so far.
Consumers have not been central. Like in healthcare reform. We were at the very center of passing it. And so I think that the process to date has been flawed to the extent that consumers have not been in the center, and that needs to be corrected.
Convincing consumers that this change will improve the care they receive, not restrict it, is essential to selling this idea. And so far, consumer groups are watching from the sidelines. Global payments are a form of capitation or managed care, the system reviled for denying care in the 1990s. Supporters say this version is different because doctors would get bonus payments for keeping patients healthy. Celia Wislow, with SEIU in Massachusetts, says persuading people to try managed care again might work with the right goal.
Is it just to squeeze costs out of the systems, or is it to develop a better, more logical, and healthier delivery system? If it's for the second, this is a struggle with having.
A third cautious consumer group, Healthcare for All, says if patients are going to try managed care again, this time they will expect to see who is being paid to do what and why. Brian Rossman is the group's research director.
It's going to take some considerable protections to make sure that consumers are comfortable. This could be very helpful and could be very dangerous, and we want to make sure it's implemented in the right way.
Business groups agree there's a right and wrong way to move towards global payments, but for different reasons. Jim Clocky with the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce favors taking the first steps, such as helping doctors adopt electronic health records. But he doesn't like the idea of government forcing providers to adopt a new payment system.
Then monitoring that new system and imposing very heavy price caps and price restrictions if it's not going the way they want it to. That's a very strong approach. There's a long history which says that when you do that, it backfires. It usually causes more problems than it solves.
The commission is considering a board that would intervene if hospitals or doctors aren't moving quickly enough towards global payments. Some estimates show that 20% of providers in Massachusetts already use a similar system. But Partners Healthcare CEO Jim Mongan says more than half the doctors and hospitals in the state are not set up to provide or manage all of a patient's care and aren't ready for the financial risk.
This is vital enough to not only 1/7 of the economy, but importantly, the lives of patients throughout the state, that I think people want to be careful that they've not taken steps in the dark, but that they've gone ahead with their eyes wide open.
Mongan suggests that once the commission's report is done, the legislature should take 6 months or a year to study the challenges of such a major change. Which brings us to the politics of getting this done. You have cautious or leery stakeholders, A legislature that's preoccupied with the budget and angry at Governor Patrick for his critiques of their major bills, and a governor who plans to be in the thick of a re-election campaign next year. Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation President Michael Widmer wonders whether there will be the political will to move another major health care measure.
Given the fact that we're in a global economic meltdown and have a full legislative agenda, I think as the question of the very difficult details emerge and the politics surrounding that, I think it will become a vastly more difficult proposition to undertake something like this than the health care access reform of 3 years ago.
But the Patrick administration says to deal with its budget shortfall and to keep the health coverage law afloat, the state has to control health care spending. Senate President Therese Murray says she supports the concept of global payments. In the House, health care financing chair Harriet Stanley, who is also on the commission, says she expects her colleagues will eventually support global payments as well. But she anticipates a multi-year difficult debate.
There are going to be winners and losers in this solution, and everyone is going to have, as they say, skin in the game. And I think it's going to be convincing some forces that we just simply have to change the way we do business right now. Obviously, that's benefiting some folks more than others, and we need to level the playing field a little bit.
Massachusetts would need significant federal support to restructure the incentives that drive doctors and hospitals to deliver more care, even when it is not helpful. Commission members say so far it seems the Obama administration is reviewing similar changes. And federal Medicare leaders have expressed interest in working with Massachusetts on a pilot plan that would align federal spending with the changes the commission is considering. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.